Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Release Your Power Show. I am your host, the E-Power Coach. I am here today to empower you, to coach you, and to encourage you about wealth and wealth building strategies. All this week, we have been talking about how to get in position to get wealth. Now, we're going to do this in a very special way because we're going to do this God's way. So that means it might look a little bit different how we do it. Our strategies might appear a little bit different, but nonetheless, we're going to get our desired outcome. And this weekend, this Saturday, May 3rd, 2008, at 10 a.m., we are going to be holding our second annual Wealth Strategy Symposium. It's going to be held at Essex County College in Newark, New Jersey. Make your way to Newark, New Jersey. If you're in the New York area, you can catch a train, a bus, and get over to downtown Newark via the Penn Station. And then it's just maybe one bus ride away. The college is just several blocks away from Penn Station. Or you can, you know, if you're in the Pennsylvania area, you can take Route 95 or the Turnpike and get off right near Newark Airport, come down maybe one street, and you will be at the college. The college is very centrally located. Downtown Newark, we sit right next to Rutgers University, and also New Jersey Institute of Technology is on the other side. So it's just a wonderful location. We have the University of Medicine and Dentistry on the back side of the campus, and so we just have, there's a lot of information, knowledge floating around that college, a lot of entrepreneurialism. This symposium is being hosted by the Urban Issues Institute. Now, this is an institute that gets some of their funding from some local businesses in the New Jersey, Essex County area. And they have been so gracious and thought it not robbery to host this symposium for us. And we just thank God for them stepping up and saying they would do it. But this is an event that was created by Performance Strategies Unlimited, which is my company, which is a training, coaching, and motivational speaking company where we do corporate training. And also I'm in partnership with Harvest Radio, which is WKMB 1070 on your AM dial if you're in the New Jersey and parts of New York area. But you can also listen to Harvest Radio via the Internet. We do stream live at www.harvestglobalnetwork.com. That's harvestglobalnetwork.com. So they're also helping to sponsor this show by way of radio ads and giving us airtime, so we're so thankful to them. Now, our featured speaker is the renowned keynote speaker and number one best-selling author, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. And you can check him out on the web. He has a website. Just type his name in, .com. So DennisKimbrough.com. And if you remember the book he wrote, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, that's a book that was initially written by Napoleon Hill, and then Kimbrough was commissioned to write it from a black perspective. And so the book goes to the heart of what we need to do as African Americans to position ourselves to get wealth. And he talks about 9 forms of wealth. And one of the forms that he talks about of wealth is, he says that knowledge is one form. You know, working is another form of wealth. So he has others, and he'll be going over those at the symposium. It's also a wonderful opportunity to meet other. We have other panel speakers. We have Dr. Akhil Kalvani. He's also a professor, educator, author, and director. We have Georgia Woodbine. She's an author, motivational speaker, also a market strategist. I mean, I've met a lot of people that know about marketing, but let me tell you, she knows this young woman, had nothing, you know, in terms of her positioning herself out there in the public, and, you know, she used the strategies that she had employed by working with very big companies, and now she's doing great and tremendous things for herself. She'll also give that information away on Saturday. Just wonderful. I've been in conversation with her. You can also check her out on the web. Just Google her, Georgia Woodbine, Woodbine. She's the author of How to Make Big Bucks Without Selling Your Soul. Just a wonderful woman. We also have Diane L. Murray. She's an insurance agent, but not only that, she's one of the youngest persons that I've ever met that talked about starting a bank. And I know she can do it because she's barely like 30, and she's already the vice president of a credit union that she was part of the paperwork to get that started back when she was still in high school. So this bank has been around for, the credit union has been around for over 10 years. And so she knows what she's doing, and she will be on hand. This is a person who can definitely talk about investments, and she also is involved in real estate and some other things as well. But just a very, very motivated young woman who is going to be one of our speakers. We also have Bert Shockley. He is certainly a man of vision and purpose. I have seen this man. He used to work at a store that closed down in Newark some years ago. It was Woolworths. Some of you probably had Woolworths in the cities where you live. Woolworth, my mother used to call it back in the day, the five and dime store. He has just done great and tremendous things with people who were unemployed and needed jobs and things like that. So he's also going to be on hand. And then we have some other just phenomenal people who are going to be on the panel. And they're going to be talking about things like, you know, of course, being an entrepreneur, what are some of the success, how to get, you know, your credit in order, taking charge of your career, raising and releasing the power of your attitude. Because you know what? A lot of things start with our attitude. Also, he's going to be talking about developing the mind of the wealthy. You know, sometimes you just have to, you know, be developed. You have to have your mind in the right place. Also, there are going to be people there to help you with investing plans. We have many other speakers who are going to show up on that day. We have some vendors who are showing up, and maybe you're a vendor. Maybe you have a company that you would like to promote on Saturday, May the 3rd. Give me a call, 908-432-1853. But as I said before, we are here, and we are talking about building wealth and doing it God's way. I want you to join me on May 3rd. Maybe you can't make it. Maybe you need to send someone else. They can take notes for you. But if you have young people, don't stop because you have young people that you have to care for on that day. I mean, last year we had about five or six, you know, young people in the audience, age 10, 12, 15. And, you know, it was so refreshing. I mean, and the young people, believe me, they were paying attention. This wasn't one of those events where the young people were trying to sleep. This wasn't one of these events where the young people were trying to just sit in the back and play some Game Boys. I wish that I had learned these strategies when I was 8, 9, 15, and I probably would by now be able to hold this event in a much larger place because I would be able to afford it. And that's what we're talking about. You know, I got to a point where I was just sick and tired of being broke. You know, it's just like a junkie or an alcoholic or a person with a bad gambling habit, or a person with an abusive habit, a domestic violence bad habit. You know, at some point, you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I got sick and tired of this living paycheck to paycheck and seeing that, you know, just because you have a certain type of job, it doesn't release you from that stronghold. You know, it doesn't release you from that burden. Because I know people with great jobs make $80,000, $90,000 a year, some even more than that. But every time you turn around, they never have any money. They can't help fund projects like this. You see, they can't invest in anyone's dreams and anyone's visions. I want to be an investor. The Bible says be a lender and not a borrower. And so if that doesn't hit you, and you know, you in our sanctified souls, you know, even if we're so sanctified, but my God, how can you get around that scripture? You know, I used to think that, you know, if it's a Christian, oh, you know, you can't be too rich. You know, being poor is closer to God because he said the poor will be with you always, and blessed is the meek because they're going to inherit the earth and all these things. And you know what? But at some point in time, you cannot get around the scriptures that say, you know, I give you power to get wealth. You can't get around the scriptures that depict Solomon as having done in the beginning nothing wrong, but yet the Bible describes him, God himself describes him as the richest man on the earth. And we certainly know the children of Israel who were living in slavery before they left Egypt, God allowed them to take everything with them, take all the gold, the silver, all the jewels, and the fine remnant, and all of these things to take it with them. So we know that it is not God's desire for us to be poor and to not have and to always be on the end of the need. Yes, he said the poor will be with us always, but there's certain of us who realize now that that doesn't have to be me, that I am to be, God is trying to position me to be the one who can help the poor. You know, when you have that desire, you know, a lot of times when we're going to change, I do empowerment coaching. That's really what this show is about. But I want to empower myself now to have wealth to fund all of these different projects and to help people. You know, here in New Jersey, we have a tremendous amount of people coming out of the prison systems. Many of them have nowhere to go as an alternative to going to jail. I mean, the government is really big on, you know, talking about recidivism and the recidivism rates and how those rates need to go down. And, you know, many people also want individuals not to go back to prison. But how can you not go back to prison when there's no alternative? If I'm going to get out of jail and go back to the very same situation that I left, then I have no choice but to go back to prison. There's just no other way. And so we're talking about being in a position where we can even help build transitional housing. And what about training centers? There are many people who, though they are maybe past the age of high school, but they're certainly not past the age of a training centers. We cannot rely on the government. You know, the government is having a hard time, let's face it, just keeping gas prices down. How are we going to get the government to help out in that area? And so we must position ourselves so that we can have this opportunity to provide for them, for our own families. And that's what this Wealth Strategy Symposium is going to do. Well, if you just tuned in, you have tuned in to the Release Your Power Show. I am your e-power coach, Lalisa J. Williams, and I've been here for the past 15 minutes probably talking about this issue of wealth and wealth distribution. You know, wealth is distributed throughout any economy, whether you're in the American economy, you could be in Europe, you could be in parts of Africa, you could be in parts of Asia, you could be just, you know, anywhere around the world, but it's still a distribution of wealth. And so it's not just, it's not just about having money. You see, you can have money and still not be wealthy. When wealthy also means that, you know, we know how to create it, and we also, you know how to manage it. But we do have to empower our minds. We have to, and in order to be empowered, we have to make changes. Because let's face it, a lot of things we've been doing it incorrectly. You know, I think about the story of the woman who, you know, she had the issue of blood, and she spent all the money she had. She went to so many physicians trying to find a way to get cured, basically. And that's what it's been for some of us. You know, we've tried so many ways to get cured from this issue of being broke and not having enough money and always in lack or always ending up there every 2 or 3 years. And then we realize finally that poverty is a spirit. It's a spirit that has to be broken off of our lives. And one great way to break any kind of a spirit is to have a change of mind. You know, even the Bible teaches that, you know, transform by the renewing of your mind, okay? So there has to be a renewed mindset. And our theme for the Wealth Strategy Symposium is engaging the mind. We need to engage our minds. We need to come out and listen and learn. And that's a problem, you know, even with children. You ever notice in the families where the children are very successful and they look like they got it all together versus the children that are always going down the wrong roads? If you were to analyze or could have a telescope into that household and the upbringing, you probably would notice you had one set of young people that were constantly being engaged, and they were listening and paying attention and doing what they were told. The other group was the hardhead group, we used to call it, being hardhead, not listening, not going to seminars, not paying attention. And I'm speaking from experience because I was that hardhead child, and that was my biggest problem. I didn't want to sit and listen to anyone. It's not that I thought, you know, that they didn't have anything valuable to say. It was just that I didn't want to listen. And so it cost me in the long run. And this whole distribution of wealth is costing us in the long run because we won't simply come out to listen and hear. Now, we've made this event free. There is no excuse. No one can say. And we have a top-notch speaker who, if anybody knows anything about hosting an event and bringing in a person like Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, let me tell you, his fees are, they start at $10,000. So just in case a person thought he's coming for free, he is not. He's not coming for free, but we thank God that we have sponsors. And that's what I'm talking about. The college is sponsoring this for me. I thank God for them. But guess what? The college needs money too. And so even if you're an employee of the college, if you are an administrator at the college, a professor at the college, as I am, I still need to know about wealth. If you work, you could work for IBM. You could work for, I'm pretty sure, individuals who work for Microsoft and Johnson & Johnson and AT&T, these major companies, I'm sure they have an idea about wealth. If not, then they probably definitely should attend this symposium, because even if you work for, you may work for yourself or work for another company, you want to be on board with what that company's vision is and where that company is going. And if a company is trying to be profitable, they definitely need to know about wealth. If you are a church or a ministry, you definitely need to know. If you are a church, you need to know about wealth. Even if you only have 10 members, you could have 10 members paying their tithes and paying offerings and what have you. And if you don't know what to do with the money, you're going to end up always coming up short and always ending up in lack. And God, you know, burdened my heart, and also my lifestyle was burdened with being broke. And I said, God, there's got to be a better way. And so I just, you know, I just cried out to the Lord. I just said, God, help me, you know, show me how to do this. And, you know, I just thank God. I'm like, you know what, if God could deliver me from prostitution, if God could deliver me from incest, from emotional trauma, if God could deliver me from all the things that he's delivered me from, and I said, surely to God, nothing's too hard for God, so he can deliver me from lack and a poverty mindset and being broke. And again, it's not about me. It's not like, okay, I just want to be rich so I can store up a bunch of money in a bank somewhere so that it could rot. No, that's not it. But what I'm talking about, we have, just like I said, right here in New Jersey, we have transitional housing to build. We have 15,000 people coming out of prison with nowhere to live. If they go back home, home is where their drug addict, husband, boyfriend, son, mother, sister, cousin, and all their family members live. Many of their family members were also involved in drugs too, or at least one family member, or possibly their friends. If not their friends, just people in the neighborhood. When you live in a high crime, drug-infested neighborhood, which most neighborhoods are, even the rich suburban neighborhoods are also laden with drugs, but a lot of times, you know, you don't know about it because they sort of stay inside their homes and they deal maybe over the internet and maybe they deal over their cell phones, so they don't have to stand on the corner. They don't have to sit on the porch and deal drugs, but they still deal quite a bit of drugs in those communities as well. I know that firsthand because I work in a halfway house where I'm amazed at the neighborhoods where these women tell me they lived. And I'm like, you're kidding. They sell drugs out there? You got drug addicts out there? And they're like, are you kidding, Miss Williams? Yes, we have them. So I'm getting this firsthand. In the suburbs, there are drugs, and there's drug dealing, and there's drug addiction to a large extent. So when these people come home, they don't have a place to stay. We need to build transitional housing for them so that they can continue their path of self-sufficiency and sobriety. So now that's another whole point with this wealth strategy symposium. You know, like a person who is drugged up, they can't get their mind right, so they cannot make right decisions. It's the same thing with building wealth. When we don't have our mind right, we cannot really build wealth so we can fund transitional housing, so that we can fund homeless shelters for those individuals who are in that predicament, who are sleeping outside because a lot of the homeless shelters are too full to take them. And so they end up in a mental hospital somewhere where they don't need to be. A lot of people who didn't need to go to jail end up in jail when they should have been in another situation. Detox centers. We need training centers. A lot of people who've been out there getting high, they weren't trained to do the kinds of careers that are needed to sustain an economy. An economy, economies have to be sustained. Economies have to be well-oiled. Economies, in order to be successful, so that we don't have some of the problems that we have around the world, where there's this genocide and where there are people who are being just beaten and raped and just mistreated, is when you're in an economy who doesn't have as their agenda training, development, and education, you have to have those things. But without understanding how wealth works and how money works, and without having knowledge and wisdom about what God wants to do for us, we are never going to be able to fix the problems that God has given us and left us the power to fix. We can brush it off as if, oh, that's just the way of the world, if we want to. But, you know, at some age, you see, you get sick and tired of that, and you realize it's nonsense. And you realize that these problems can be fixed, but it's going to take us fixing them. And so the Wealth Strategy Symposium has come as an answer through Lalisa, not from Lalisa. This is an answer from God. Believe me, you, with all my degrees, I am not smart enough to come up with such a huge initiative like the Wealth Strategy Symposium, where a person like Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, phenomenal speaker, awesome, I'm telling you, you need to come if you've never heard him. If you're in the New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Philadelphia, Maryland area, you need to make your way to Newark, New Jersey this Saturday, May 3rd. Tell your family members up this way. Call them. Call your friends. Call the people that you know. You want to come. It's free. Believe me, you. We're not making money. We don't want your money. We're not there to make money. Dr. Kimbrough, he came last year. He brought some books, but it wasn't like he had a table of 1,000 books to sell. It's not about that. He's coming to impart knowledge and wisdom. He's a professor down at Clark Atlanta University, where he teaches business courses to upper-level business management students, students in the MBA program. And he teaches, you know, strategic classes. He has Spelman on one side of him. He has Morehouse on the other. And you can bet they use him to come down there and to teach these students coming out of college how to build wealth for themselves, their family, their communities, and ultimately the world. And then we will see solutions to this hunger problem. You remember, you know, there are solutions to this problem. Don't think it isn't. There are solutions to the gas problem. You know, sometimes the media allows us to think and encourages our thinking that it can't be solved. But that's a mindset. All those people with the mindset that it can be solved, they're out there finding the solutions. Because if you seek, you shall find. If you look for the solution, you'll find it. Just like I looked for a solution to my poverty problems and my lack of, you know, having money problems and living paycheck to paycheck. And I found the solution. I found Dr. Kimbrough, who has encouraged me, empowered me to do some things, and the other people. Last year we had phenomenal speakers. This year we have an even, you know, same level or greater of speakers who are coming to pour out to you. You'll be able to ask some questions. This is a symposium. You'll be able to ask questions. You'll be able to network with them. We just have the two short panels, and then Dr. Kimbrough will speak. The rest of the time you will be able to network, visit some of the vendors that we do have, some vendors who will be there to give out information about their companies. If you want to start a business, you want to become an entrepreneur, come learn how to do it. Maybe you want to go back to school. Maybe you have the desire to be a college professor yourself. Working in a college is a lot of fun. I'm a college professor. I teach management courses at Essex County College. I also teach organizational behavior classes where we talk about how people behave at work. I have a training and performance improvement company, and this is one of the ways. This is just one stream of income. The college is one stream. Having my own business, doing training, that's another stream. I'm an author, that's another stream of income. So, you know, we talk about multiple streams of income. We talk about how to manage your streams of income. We talk about how to build wealth, how to get your credit in order, how to get out of debt, how to have the types of investment plans that will work with your lifestyle so that you can leave more to towards your legacy, so that, you know, you'll have something to leave to your children, your children's children, and even your grandchildren. You know, I think about Joseph, who was in jail, and who God gave him strategies on how to have abundance when all the other nations around them were having lack and when they were having a famine. But in Egypt, they were having abundance, and it was so much so, his strategies were so awesome that the Pharaoh promoted him to the highest level that he could up under the Pharaoh. And so we know that God can give us strategies. God gave me the name for this symposium, Wealth Strategies Symposium, because the strategies come from God, and it's our job to implement them. We don't have to be poor. You don't have to be broke. You don't have to live paycheck to paycheck. You don't have to fear investing your money in other people, investing in businesses and goals and dreams, because you're going to be confident that individuals are going to be able to bring about what they say they're going to do. If you help invest in someone's company, it could be any kind of company, a newspaper, magazine, radio company. They could be a recording artist. They could be an author. They can make any kind of business you can think of that will run a society, that will keep a society going. Well, it's been great talking with you today. Sorry we couldn't open up the phone lines. We're not at a computer today, but I definitely wanted to get the information out there. I'll see you on Saturday, May 3rd. Go to my website, lalisajwilliams.com. Email me or contact me. You have my phone number, 908-432-1853. You can call the college, 973-877-3140. If you have any questions about Saturday, there's parking on the street a Saturday morning. There shouldn't be any problems downtown Newark. And we just come, have a great time, and we'll see you back here again tomorrow morning, same time, 8 o'clock a.m. Remember, be empowered.